small. It's like one little patty and some mac and cheese, but it looks savory.
It's good. It's Salisbury steak with mac and cheese.
Mm.
You vent it and put it in the microwave for 5.5 minutes, and it's ready to go. But we were hooking up the new camera system to our phones, and we have to do that while the guys are here, so it's running a little late.
Okay.
But I think we're good.
So you have, like, total coverage, total voice command, complete coverage of the whole house and every, you know, turn on the lights, the camera.
Ports of entry, but not, there's plenty of places to be private, but.
But he means, like, with Alexa and stuff,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Shoot that burglar, Alexa.
It's like the house of tomorrow today. If this were the Dells, we could charge people to come in here.
Yeah.
Xanadu, the house of the future.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to Xanadu. We just have to wear Nehru jackets.
Siri, turn on the home intercom system.
That's still a little outdated. We have the new tone.
The new tone.
But every single room has a hole in the wall. And
I know.
To take it out means to
create a hole.
You have to redo every single room with drywall and paint.
Can we just hang a picture there?
Oh, come on.
Just a thought.
Why don't you do little memory boxes? Create little dioramas of personal artifacts and stuff.
Studs. For sure we could do that. Some days I listen to your show on it because it has AM radio.
We could have little puppets hanging out of the holes.
Oh.
Like leaning on them, like Bunny Rabbit. Oh, look at that. There's Bunny Rabbit. The other day, Billy Deck, apparently in his home in Nashville, they must have the old New Tone intercoms.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he took a picture of one and made fun of it.
Yeah. What did he say? Like, some talk to, I forget what.
Like, latest technology or something
LOL.
Like that.
Yeah.
But that's one that plays cassettes. Ours at least plays CDs.
Oh.
Right. So and actually, ours was a lifesaver in that we were, like, ahead of the curve because we could monitor the kids from downstairs, and we could yell at them from downstairs without having to go up.
Mm-hmm.
So it
way ahead
it was
of
a
the
lifeline
room,
for many
the,
years.
The baby monitor craze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could put them on lockdown. And with
the padlocks on the outside of the door, yes.
There were deadbolts on the outsides of the doors, yeah. Lockdown, gentlemen.
Underpants on, boys.
And then we could listen to them, and if we didn't like what we heard, we could speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then from time to time, they would try to mute their speakers, and I have to come up with, you know, I'd have to unlock and come in. but you know, there's protocol. They have to lay down on the ground with their hands behind their backs.
Uh-huh.
And then I come in. It's a whole thing. It's a whole protocol thing.
Oh my God.
But it did work. And it's still to this day, even though they don't believe us that it'll work, the boys bring their baby monitors over when the kids take a nap here, the grandkids. But it still works fine.
Mm-hmm. It does.
At one time when my parents were staying here, in what would be Mike's bedroom, I guess, it was still, we forgot to turn it off, right? We forgot to turn off the monitor. And we could hear my parents saying how much they hated me.
No,
they did.
No.
Oh, it was interesting.
That was a scary trip because your mom put her wig on the lamp when she was sleeping, and the kids had the liver scared out of them.
Yeah,
they came running downstairs. Mom, there's not.
Like this, she thought maybe some Native Americans had come in and scalped her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. They had some not so nice things to say about.
Did you play it like
the boy?
Play it cool and like just start randomly repeating phrases, exact phrases they might have said the next day.
No,
I think I just ignored it.
I think he'd heard him before. It wasn't like it was new. No. It was just odd that they were 20 feet from us talking about what an asshole Steve was.
Yeah, greatest hits. Greatest hits type stuff.
Was it just the booze talking, or was it just really coming from a sincere place?
Oh, it's coming from their hearts.
Yeah, okay.
Mostly it was Roger. Yeah. Roger. he was trying to turn Carol against Steve.
Which he successfully did.
He did.
In that ultimately she left everything to my brother in an irrevocable trust, which I revocated, FYI. So
Nicely revocated.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot of death, for starters.
It took a lot of energy. Well, yeah, Rick had a gack.
Mm. Yeah.
Not yesterday, but a couple days ago, she comes in. I was just reading Rick's autopsy. Like, what?
Mm.
I couldn't stop reading it. Like, where was it?
Well, I have a copy of it in our safe, and I was looking for something else, boat papers or something when you were selling the boat. And
the title to the boat,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a lot of stuff
right,
in his
system. I have to go. I have to do a learning experience on the alarm.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Tell those guys thanks.
Yeah, if anything like crazy, if you hear any crazy sound effects, it's me flunking alarm.
That's all right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Doug. I think that went very well.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, it was.
They were in there talking. Yeah. I don't care what she says.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my parents, that was bad. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I could see their point, to a certain extent.
So, it was a volatile relationship all around, it sounds like.
Yeah, you guys didn't know me at my worst. Although, you met me a couple of times at my worst.
Me?
Well, as a fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard a lot of the stuff, and I met you one night after a show. But I
was cool, right?
You were super cool. You were you had a avuncular kind of happy glow about you. And you placed your white Budweiser hat on my head. It just felt like an anointment. Exactly. It was the kind of thing Brendan was hoping for the other day. We talked about something similar
to that.
With the surfboard, exactly.
Which is still on the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't have my call
thanks.
I don't have my call with the Knoll boy until Thursday. So
just hand it to him and say, "Kid, make me proud," and then swim off into the ocean.
Kid, write me a check for $30,000.
I think what I'd like to see is like the kid looks at the board and then he turns to look for Steve to thank him, and he's gone. Just like what's her name in that Jim Beam commercial?
Swept away by a wave in the undertow.
Yeah, because you don't have a surfboard.
Yeah, I'm drowning. Help! I'm drowning.
O. Henry, all over again.
Yeah. So it's been a busy morning here.
Yes.
I do have my lunch down here, but I don't have to eat it right now. I just needed a couple of bites.
Mm-hmm.
And, I haven't looked at my messages. Did you get it? Yeah. All right. Right on. I know you had to go see The Genius yesterday after the show at the Apple store.
Yeah, I was bracing for a full-on, this thing's fried. But once I told him at The Genius store, I said, this thing's able to work with an exterior monitor. He's like, then it's probably just the screen. And then I was like, okay, well, let me know about that, how much that's going to cost. And then he goes, see how this... There's kind of like...
Dude, are you in Poi Dog? Did he say that?
No, he was a youngster. He was like... So look at this. Look at the surface of this. It's kind of there's a situation developing on the it sounds like some sort of problem where the screen itself is beginning to deteriorate. Like the surface has begun to deteriorate for whatever reason. He's like, this part though is totally covered under the warranty. So
really?
It's like it's a free. He's like, we'll just replace that. It's going to be a totally free thing, and we'll get you a loaner. So
that's good because they sent me a work order for $600.
Oh,
but yeah. I think they void that out once it gets done.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So I think that's probably just to secure your place in the queue for repair and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to drop it off after work tonight.
Then they give you a loaner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Hmm. All right. Do they fill the loaner up with your stuff? No, probably not.
No, I'll bring it to Pacheco to...
Yeah, maybe back it up. You should just back it all up on something.
That's what I'm going to do, actually. I'm going to put it on a see if I can get a hard drive or whatever. Or
we got some there.
Yeah, cool. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I pretty much put everything in a folder, and I'll just dump it all over there on a hard drive.
Cool. Then you can borrow that until they fix it, and I think they said it was... 3 or 4 days, something like
7
that.
7 to 10.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more.
Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to Dahl.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.